It's 17 minutes past the hour. This is the BBC World Service. This weekend, in a luxury hotel outside Washington, D.C., Europe's secret rulers are apparently meeting their American counterparts. Or, some people believe that's the case. Today is the start of the annual gathering of the Bilderberg Group. Never heard of it? Well, that's the point. It's described as a private gathering, but with a guest list including the heads of European and American corporations, political leaders, and some intellectuals. Bill Hayton has been trying to find out more.
A few miles outside Washington lies the Westfield Marriott Hotel, an exclusive place with some fine golf courses. This weekend it's fully booked. You can't get a bed or a round of golf. That's because around 120 of the world's most important people will be there for this year's meeting of the Bilderberg Group, but not according to the hotel's management.
Executive Office, Stu Damon, may I help you?
Oh, hello, my name's Bill Hayton from BBC World Service.
Yes.
Hi there. I just wanted to check, there's some kind of big event happening at your hotel this weekend. Would you be able to tell me what it is?
There's a couple weddings.
Right, but there's a big conference going on as well.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. There's nothing being organized by the Bilderberg Group then at the hotel.
I'm sorry, who?
The Bilderberg Group.
I don't even know who they are.
Neither do most people. But last year, this obscure organization hosted, among many others, the chairman of ABB, France Telecom, Eni and Deutsche Bank, plus several European commissioners, central bankers, newspaper editors, the Secretary General of NATO, and the Queens of Spain and the Netherlands. Plenty of people have alleged that Bilderberg, named after the Dutch hotel where it had its first meeting in 1954, is a global conspiracy. The British journalist John Ronson, whose book on the subject first brought Bilderberg into polite conversation, said it's not quite as bad as that, but interesting nonetheless.
I'm a sort of semi-conspiracy theorist when it comes to Bilderberg, because I do think that they wouldn't go to that much trouble of having this incredibly expensive international conference every year, and they'd go to all this trouble to keep themselves out of the press, and to be really secret and to you know, spend a fortune and invite, you know, the world's most powerful people. If it was just a chat and a game of golf, which is basically what they say it is. They say they're a think tank and they play golf on the Saturday. I do think they have some impact on world affairs, but I don't think they have as much of an impact.
But given that subjects such as the future of the European Union, a possible war in Iraq and the expansion of free trade are all on the agenda, should we not know a bit more about what's going on? I approached the Bilderberg office for a comment, but sadly no one was available. So if your boss has slipped off for a few days' golf this weekend, you might ask him or her if they've been anywhere near Chantilly, Virginia, and if they know what the future has in store. But then again, they probably wouldn't tell you anyway. This is Bill Hayton for Europe Today.
It's 20.